Blog Talk Radio.
We love you, Lord, and we lift our voice. We worship you, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King. In what is, please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. Please let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound. In your ears. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day that you have given us. We do thank you for another service, another fellowship, another time for the body of Christ to come together. And even those that are not in the body, Father God, praying that they will become, make a decision, Father God, to come on in. Because the door is open and always open to them, Father God, and we bless you for all that you have done before the foundation of the world and how everything is already set in place and in order, and we live our lives as a tale that is already told. And so, Father God, we thank you that you gave us one more day to wake up and to serve today, another page in the book, Father. The page is blank. And it's up to us what we write in the story. It's up to us. It could be good or bad. It could be obedience or disobedience. It's according to our faith, Father. And so we just want to bless you for your grace and your mercies. That, Father God, regardless of what we did yesterday, you've given us another opportunity. Father God, if we didn't do it right, you've given us another opportunity. If we did it right, you're still giving us another opportunity. And so we just want to bless you and say thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. Thank you, Father, for all the souls that have been affected by your preaching and the teaching of your word on this platform. Father God, we take a delight in doing just simply what you called us to do. I mean, it really is just all that you called us to do. You're not even requiring more. Just do what you told us to do. You told us to do, and this is what we attempt to do. And we thank you for the privilege to serve. Now, Father God, as your word goes forth today, and Father God, we know that it will not return into you void, and it will always accomplish everything that you have called it to do. Thank you for all the souls being saved, all the backsliders being reclaimed, Father God. Hope and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So without the word, it's nothing happening without the word is what you're telling us. And we're just so happy that, Father God, we are one with the word. We abide with the Lord, with you, and you abide with us. And we say thank you. Now, Father God, we pray now. We commit this service into your hands. It's already blessed. And we just want to ask that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, saints. Bless the Lord. Good morning. Brothers and sisters in Christ, church family, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all of our first-time visitors, thank you for calling back in another day of fellowship, amen, here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We call this the Breakfast for Champions, amen. Everybody has come for breakfast, amen, and nobody's late, amen. Glory be to God. And breakfast will be served because God is faithful. Hallelujah. So have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Glory be to God. And if it's your first time, please don't let it be your last time. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I have Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. That I woke up. Amen. Ready to go. Glory be to God. Little bit tired. Little bit tired. Amen. Glory be to God. But that's okay because the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Thank God for our early morning platform, 5 a.m. live on Facebook. Amen. 30 minutes of prayer. 30 minutes of prayer. Today, our target prayer was the less fortunate. Amen. We prayed for the poor. We prayed for the homeless. We prayed for the struggle. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. That God has heard and somebody's going to be blessed today because we blessed. Amen. And God has blessed us to be a blessing. And we bless Jesus. This morning, I'm going to turn your attention to the book of Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to read a couple of verses in your hearing. Why? Because I like reading the word of God, number one. Number two, because faith comes by hearing, we need to hear the word. Because the truth of the matter is a lot of us are not spending time in the word the way we're going to be spending time in the word. Amen. No matter how much time we spend, amen, we're going to do it. We're going to just do a little bit more. We can do a 5 minutes extra here, 5 minutes extra there. Amen. Glory be to God. And be fed. When you're sitting down, look, we know Thanksgiving coming up, so I'll just use Thanksgiving. But I don't need Thanksgiving to eat good. You may come to my house on a Monday night and say, is Thanksgiving up over here? Good luck. I just go with my appetite. If the Lord bless me to get with the food, I just shoot. Sometimes when I don't cook every day. But sometimes I'm going to tell you the truth. When I pray and I sit down at my table and eat, I be licking my lips telling the Lord, thank you. I couldn't have got this at nobody's restaurant. I don't care what it would have cost. It'd be good. Number one, because I put my because my heart is in it. Amen. I bless it. Amen. Hallelujah. I cook because I wanted to cook. But it'd be good. Amen. And so I forgot why I said all that. All right. Ephesians, it'll come back to me. It's Galatians 5. Galatians 5. Thank you, Holy Ghost. See, that's why he said here, keep your mind. See, so even though, don't stop blaming your memory and all that on your age, because the Holy Spirit always bring it back to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He always, amen, bring it back to you. Amen. Hallelujah. The word, amen, that you need to say, amen, at that particular time. Amen. Galatians chapter number 5. And so for some of you, amen, that don't get reading every day, amen, let's just read just a few verses. Amen. And I want to begin reading in, let's just start in verse 16. We're going to read 16 to 25. Okay. And it reads like this. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that ye wish. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revilries, and the like. Of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Verse number 22. Where our lesson is coming from, this here today. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. But that's a loaded word there. That's a loaded word. We could probably take that verse right there and teach every day for about a month. Amen. And who knows? Maybe we will. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe we will. And we bless the Lord. Today I want to talk to you about becoming a top producer. Becoming a top producer. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Matter of fact, I have some certificates. They wrote a couple newspaper articles about me, you know, stuff like that. I don't never boast about stuff like that, but I've been in sales for a long time, serving as an entrepreneur. And even when I was in real estate, glory be to God, I was a $1 million producer. And I was a top producer. I have awards and all that. Amen. It's something about, you know, just giving it your best and just being a top producer. Amen. If you're going to produce, if you're going to do something, then doggone it, do it. If you ain't going to do it, then don't do it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to talk about that in the spirit on today. Amen. Becoming a top producer. In our scripture today, in verse number 22 and verse number 23, it reads like this. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. As such, there is no law. Beloved, I don't know. We were talking about food earlier. No. Pastor Bradford, I love any type of vegetable. I don't care what it is. Zucchini, broccoli, string beans, cabbage. Any type of vegetable you put before me, I'll eat it. Okay, I'm just a vegetable lover. And not only, and in my meat, I love seafood. I can eat seafood every day. Matter of fact, my diet is sort of changing anyway. So I just love fish and salmon and, oh, anyhow, I love seafood, okay? But now, also when it comes to fruit, any type of fruit, peaches, tangerines, apples, bananas, grapes, strawberries, whatever. Just give it to me, okay? Matter of fact, when I go shopping, I try to buy at least one or two of each of those, okay? Because I'm just a fruit lover. Amen. Glory be to God. Those are my three favorite. Amen. Seafood, veggies, and fruit. And Pastor Bradford's happy. I'm happy. I'm happy when I'm fasting. So, you know, I'm happy when I'm eating. Amen. But fruit is wonderful. Amen. God really did a wonderful thing when he created fruit. Even in the beginning, that was the first thing God created, wasn't it, huh? I just thought about that. When he made those fruit trees, amen. He really did a, you know, God is just so marvelous. Who thinks about that? You bite into an apple and said, God, you're just so wonderful. Fruit is wonderful, beloved. And not only that, fruit is very healthy. It's beneficial for us, and it's very delicious. Nothing like some sweet fruit. Ooh, don't give me some sweet cantaloupe, a watermelon, a honeydew. Oh, boy. But this is one reason the Apostle Paul uses the word fruit to describe the wonderful things that the Holy Spirit wants to produce inside our lives. The fruit of the Spirit. So first Paul, amen, in our verse here, chapter Galatians 5, he's in verse 19, okay, he started talking about, amen, the works of the flesh. He addresses the works of the flesh first. He tells us, now the works of the flesh, and then y'all see it, okay, verses 19 through 21, I just read it, okay, envying, murder, drunkenness, adultery, jealousy. Okay, he spells everything out. Matter of fact, we had a Bible study lesson not that long ago. We broke all that down for you item for item so you can know exactly what each work was. But after Paul talks about the works of the flesh, then he begins to elaborate about the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in a believer's life. He tells us that the fruit that the Holy Spirit, glory be to God, produces in a believer's life is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And just as Paul, beloved, amen, describes the work of the flesh, now he tells us what the Holy Spirit wants to produce in us. And isn't it a major contrast? We see it's a major contrast between the spirit and the flesh. Oh, my God. It's major. Oh, my God. We done move from jealousy to love. We done move from fornication to gentleness. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So now, I hope you have your notebooks out this morning. Amen. A couple points here that I want you to capture here. It's going to help somebody. I want you to notice in our scripture what the flesh produces. And we're talking about being the top producer. The flesh produces works. All right, that's important. Make sure you capture that. Remember that. Okay, you don't care. Well, the flesh don't produce nothing. No, the flesh do produce something. The flesh produces works. Glory be to God. And that word work, beloved, amen, implies, amen, hard work or hard labor. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us the way of the transgressor is hard. And so, beloved, amen, as we shared with you a couple of weeks ago in our Bible lesson on this particular scripture here about the works of the flesh. Beloved, that is a life dominated by the flesh, is filled with excess, is filled with imbalance, and is filled with unhealthy extremes. It's filled with laziness and self-abuse, hatred, strife, bitterness, irresponsibility, and neglect. It is the hardest route for any individual. But yet the flesh still cries out to be in charge, screaming to have its own way, demanding to be the boss. On the other hand, a life dominated by the Holy Spirit are filled with benefits and blessings. We are daily loaded with blessings. New mercies we see every morning. So let's look and see. So we see what the flesh produces. Glory be to God. Now let's see what the Spirit produces. The Spirit produces fruit. Glory be to God. And the word fruit, beloved, glory be to God, describes the fruit of plants, the fruit of trees, or the fruit of one's body, such as a person's children or an offspring. Regardless of whether it is a plant, an animal, or a human, all fruit is produced from some kind of seed. If there is no seed, there is no fruit. And the kind of seed that is sown determines the fruit that will be produced. Glory be to God. Apples always produce apples. Oranges always produce oranges. Dogs always produce dogs. Cats always produce cats. Humans always produce humans. The character of the seed determines the fruit. So check this out. The moment you receive Jesus as your Savior by faith, God sowed his seed and his word into your heart. God sowed his spirit and God sowed his word into your heart like a seed. And you were spiritually born again by that incorruptible seed of the word of God. We were born again of an incorruptible seed. 1 Peter 1:23. And just like apples always produce apples, and just like oranges always produce oranges, God's seed inside you immediately began to produce God. The kind of seed always produces the outcome of the fruit. Therefore, you should expect your life to yield the fruit of the Spirit. For that is the seed that God has sown into your heart. Beloved, does a farmer worry about the grapevines that might produce oranges? He don't worry about that. The vine dresser don't worry about that. They know that grapevines only produce grapes. The owner of an orange or grove, beloved, don't worry about the oranges. Glory be to God. Don't worry about the watermelons. Glory be to God. Because they know that the seed is always going to produce after its own kind. They don't go, I wonder if it's going to produce any oranges. What? No. They can't sleep at night tossing and turning. I wonder if the oranges coming up. I wonder if the apples coming up. They don't go. They don't worry about that. The apple seed was sown. The grape seeds were sown. They don't worry about it because the seed was sown. Glory be to God. So if someone wants to grow watermelons, all they have to do is plant watermelon seeds. And once that watermelon seed is in the ground, they can rest assured, glory be to God, go take a lunch, amen, go take a nap, go into prayer, glory be to God. Why? Because, amen, that's what's coming forth. Beloved, this morning, the same principle holds true in the spiritual realm. To get what you want, you have to plant the right seed. Because seed always produces fruit after its kind. Let's just go there for 1 second, amen. And we just about finished this morning. Amen, glory be to God. In the book of Genesis, hallelujah. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1. The first book. Genesis, chapter 1, and we want to look at verse number 11. And verse number 12, bah, 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 bah. And it reads like this. It says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself. I said, I'm repeating this on purpose, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass and herb-yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed is in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Apple seeds and get on. Beloved, if God's seed is in us, glory be to God. Let us look there. I hope you wrote that scripture down. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you one more scripture to write down in your notes this morning. Amen. First Peter chapter 1. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm turning here. Amen. Glory be to God. First Peter chapter 1 and verse number 23. All right, this is what it reads. And it says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. God placed his seed in you. We already taught a lesson on the sperm of God. God placed his seed in you the day you was born again, his spirit in you, his word in you. Well, if the seed produces after its kind, if the seed produces after his kind and God's seed is in you, and an apple can't bring forth oranges, and if his seed is in you and the Holy Spirit produces, the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, what's the problem? Something wrong. If God's seed is in you and it's, that seed is not producing after its own kind, something's wrong. You will know a tree by its fruit. You know that's an apple tree because you see apples. You know that that is an orange tree because you see oranges. See? And people will know and God will know that we are of him. Why? Because what they see, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Because this is what the Spirit, the seed of the Spirit brings forth. The seed of the Spirit is not going to bring forth the works of the flesh. You can't say that God's seed is in you and you are lying, cheating, and envious, and you're bringing forth. No. Something wrong with the trees. No, there's nothing wrong with the trees. Something wrong with the seed. Glory be to the tree becomes whatever the seed is. Glory be to God. So glory, hallelujah. The works of the flesh, beloved, hallelujah. And the spirit, amen. The production of the spirit produces after its own kind. Beloved, if God has sown his spirit and his word into your heart, you have every right to expect divine fruit to be produced inside of you. The fruit that the Spirit produces is wonderful, godly fruit, overflowing with blessings in life. And as you allow the Holy Spirit to produce these fruits in you, beloved, you'll find that people love to be near you. They just can't get enough of you. Huh? Why? Because you're such a pleasurable experience for them. Once other people partake of the love, partake of the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the goodness, the fruit, the meekness and temperance that is evidenced in your life, they'll want to come back for multiple servings of that luscious fruit. I got to get some more of that fruit. I bought some peaches. Oh, my God. I bought some peaches from Sam's Club. God, I ain't never had some peaches so sweet. Woo! I said, I got to get back up there and get some more of that fruit. that was the sweetest fruit. My God. Or you ever go, you can't taste the grapes in the supermarket. You can't taste them in the supermarket. They're stealing. You take them home. My God. It's good, this fruit is good. Let's go back to the store and get some more. And then people be saying the same thing about you. When the fruit of the Spirit is producing in your life. So see what they're doing. Just call them up. I tell them, how you doing? Yeah, they can't get enough of you. Why? Because of that sweet fruit. Everybody loves sweet fruit, baby. Everybody loves sweet fruit. So don't give way to the flesh. And don't allow the flesh to produce this ugly work in your life, beloved. Make up your mind. Be adamant about that. Remember, the flesh brings forth work. The spirit, amen, glory be to God, produces fruit. The flesh produces works. Amen. The spirit produces fruit. What do you want? Which one you want? Why not yield to the spirit and allow the seed of God's spirit and word to produce the fruit of the spirit in your life? Every seed produces after its own kind. Let the word of God produce the fruit of the spirit. Why are you so sweet? Why you keep a smile on your face? No, that's just the fruit. Fruit? Yeah, the fruit of the spirit. Ooh, why you got so much joy? Oh, girl, that ain't me. That's the fruit of the spirit. How can you take all that? Oh, your long suffering, your temperance. Oh, you're amazing. Oh, no, it ain't me. That's the fruit. That's the fruit of the spirit. Oh, you got so much goodness, so much temperance. I would have told them all. How was you able to do that? Girl, that's the fruit. Take another bite. Amen. Glory be. Matter of fact, he want to produce in your life too. Hallelujah, my God, Jesus. There's no shortage. Hallelujah of the fruit. Beloved, you are the one who makes the ultimate decision of who is going to rule you. People like to blame politics, their parents, their spouses, the doctors, the leaders, their culture. They want to, no. That's not true. That's not true. We all have the power to overcome that. We all have the power. Great stories that have been born out of the ghetto. Great stories that have been born out of the ghetto, baby. Great stories. Even Jesus himself, the Bible says, as a plant out of dry ground. That was Jesus. It's up to you who's going to rule. You choose. You choose. Well, I just want God to choose. No. You already know the will of God. God ain't going to choose. No, you choose. You choose life or death. You choose God or Satan. You choose heaven or hell. You choose. That's your choice. The choice is yours. Now, the consequences belong to God, but the choice is yours. He told Adam in the garden to eat. He said, all right, now you got this tree and you got that tree. He said, now all these trees over here, help yourself, son. But that one right there in the center, the first belongs to God. That one in the center there, that first one, the first fruit. He said, that's mine. Don't touch it. When Eve went up to that tree, he could have cut Eve down. He could have cut her down. And even if Eve bit, it still would have been okay. If when she took it to her husband, because God gave Adam the command. If Adam had just been a man, man up, said, okay, baby, you fine and all that, you know. Got them curves and stuff. Shoot, you ain't got no belly button or nothing. Oh, my God. Woo, whoa, man. Girl, you fine. Woo, my God. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't biting that fruit. That's all he had to say. Anything else you want, baby, I'm going to see how fast I can get it to you. But I ain't biting that fruit. That's all Adam had to do. Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he chose to bite. It's up to you, beloved, who is to choose who's going to rule you. So choose wisely today. Let me ask you a question, and I'm finished. We finish here. Do you want to walk in the cruel, hard, bitter works of the flesh? Is that really how you want to live? Is that really how you want to walk, beloved? Glory be to God. Is it? No. That ain't what you want. For those of you who've not born again, that ain't what you want. We've been there and done that, got the t-shirt for it. That ain't what you want. Sin has pleasure. Sin has pleasure. That's why you got so many people sinning. Anybody that says sin don't have pleasure, they didn't do something right. Sin has pleasure. Glory be to God. But Moses said that I would rather suffer the afflictions with the children of Israel than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. So yes, sin does have pleasure, but beloved, you don't want to stay there. You don't want to stay there. And I'm not just talking about sexual pleasures. Amen. Glory be to God. If we get pleasure, we talked about gossiping on Bible study a week before last. Glory be to God. I mean, any type of sin. You know what I mean? That's why you stay there so long. You part. But the consequences of that lifestyle. See, if that's the seed that you're planting, that's the fruit that you're going to produce. See, some people have all type of bad occurrences, amen, and circumstances in their lives, see, and they want you to pray against the bad fruit. But ain't nobody dealing with the bad seed. So we like to fix the problem, but we got to get to the root of the problem. What's causing this in the first place? So I need y'all to pray because this happened and that happened and this happened and I got all this evil fruit. Yeah, it's the works of the flesh, okay? What good is picking all the rotten apples off the tree, throwing that in the trash, and you still got the seed bringing forth more apples? Baby, we got to get to the root of the problem. You got to start planting the right seeds if you want the right fruit. Glory be to God. A lot of times you just want to pray over the surface. Glory be to God. I was ministering to somebody and they was acting a certain way and the Lord had me schedule a counseling as the Lord lead. I do counseling as the Lord lead, as official counseling. So anyhow, the Holy Spirit said we got to get to the root. What's causing these anger bursts? What's causing this? We don't even have to talk about what you did. For you to get deliverance, we got to get to the root of it. We got to pull that seed up and plant some fresh seeds. See? And so we thank God that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. The Lord said all that. He just flipped that. He just flipped the old seed out and put the new seed in. Glory be to God, baptizing with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, all that. Amen. Hallelujah. All that same time. All that it said. All that in the same meeting. So answer that today, beloved. You answer. Do you want to walk and the bitter works of the flesh, or would you prefer to mortify the deeds of the flesh and allow the Holy Spirit to produce this wonderful fruit in you? Which path are you going to choose? Well, I'm just waiting for the Lord. No, no, no. The Lord already made his choice. That's a cop-out. All right, come on. It's time. Cut it. Come on. Just quit. What do you want? Well, Pastor, I was just, you know, pray for me because this and that and this and that. And I was talking to, amen, so someone else. I said, let's just look. You know, not that, you know what I mean, beloved. I mean, you get tired of the foolishness. Not really foolishness, but let's just make it quick. We don't really have to. Let's just start. Let's get this done. All right, I know you got things to do. I got things to do. All right, so let me ask you a question. Do you want to stop what you're doing? I just want to, you know, when with the Lord to help. No. Do you want to stop? Do you want to stop moving in the works of the flesh? So come on now, because you're wasting time. You're wasting the prayer partner's time because you ain't even made up your mind that you want to stop. You're not ready to even transfer your seeds. Do you want to? Do you want to live right? Yeah, because my mouth, and I talk to others. Okay, all right. Now, we're going to pray about your mouth, but do you want to live right? See, that's the first thing we have to deal with. Do you want this thing? Because a lot of times, we be honest, we don't. We want it because it's the right thing to do. We want it because people are looking. But deep down on the inside, we really don't want it. We really want that over there. We really want a bite of the forbidden fruit. So, beloved, amen. So we got to, you know, it's like you go into the doctors, glory be to God, and you're bleeding, glory be to God. But what caused the bleeding? You're breaking out in a rash, and you want the doctor to give you some cream to take the rash away. But what caused the rash in the first place? We got to get to the source of the situation if we're going to get deliverance. We can't keep covering up, because what's happening when we're covering up to people, God's people, so many of God's people, as was with the case of the deliverance service that took place in my living room night before last, and he was hemorrhaging from the church. It's like you go to the doctor and they're trying to, you know, stitch up, amen, the skin and all that, glory, but you still got the bullet in you. We're trying to cover up situation with praise and all this, but we haven't dealt with the root of the situation. Everything begins with the seed. Do you want it? God is not going to just grab you and do surgery on you and you didn't ask for it and you don't want it. God is not going to make you live right because that's his will. Do you want it? But, beloved, that's the truth of the matter. What you have to do when you find yourself in a situation when you know right but you're not doing right because you don't want right, you have to ask God to help you to want it. Before God can give it to you, you got to want it. When I was in that situation in certain areas of my life and the Holy Spirit was dealing with me, and I didn't really, to tell you, I didn't want to be delivered. Because I was enjoying sin. But then I had to come to the point of reality and truth and say, God, in myself, I really don't even want this, but I know it's wrong and it's breaking your heart. So God, give me the will to want to do right. That's all you got to do, saints. If you don't want it, and if you think you want it, the things you allow, the thing Paul said, the things I do not. The things I said I wasn't going to do, I find myself doing. Huh? If you find yourself struggling here, ask God to give you the will to want to be delivered from the works of the flesh. That's all you got to do. And my God, he'll take it from there. If you got enough faith and desire to even do that. Now, if you don't, then just be cold. Because he said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. Don't play with God. He says, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out. And that's one thing. I see people spitting. That's some ugly stuff. But when God spits you out, he said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. I give you a little bit more respect. We don't know how much grace and mercy you're going to get because you don't know how much time you got. But let me tell you something. Don't play with me. If you don't want God, then you don't want God. If you want to go to hell, go. That's basically what he's saying. I pray that you change your mind. You ain't got to. If you want to go to hell, go to hell. If you want to follow in you. You might as well go in style, baby. Just come on out the closet and go in style, because that's where you're going. And once you get there, and you, it's no return. But if you can just find a little desire in your heart to say, God, I believe, help out my unbelief. God, I want to do right. It's just a struggle right here. If you mean that, God will help you. You don't have to get stuck in the works of the flesh. Amen. Look, and make no apologies. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody somewhere needed to hear that. In Jesus' name. The bottom line is this. What path are you going to choose? Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you let the Holy Spirit allow you to become a top producer? Producing good fruit unto good works, that the Lord will be glorified and magnified. It's a process. The tree is planted, the bud. That tree is not full grown overnight. That fruit is not full grown overnight. It's a little apple. Then it's a medium-sized apple. then it's fully mature. And that's our pride. That's why you can't beat yourself up that much, beloved. It's a sanctification is a process. The only question you have to answer is, do you want to participate? In Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for sowing your spirit and word into our lives. Forgive us for allowing the flesh to dominate so much of our life. Help us yield to the divine seed that you have planted inside of us. We know that your life resides in us, longing to be released. So today, we make the choice to let your spirit start working mightily inside of us. Thank you for the life of God that is flowing up from our spirits right now, Father, producing the life and the nature of Jesus Christ, us, and we pray this and all things in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. All right, saints, amen. Hallelujah. God's word will not be turned to him void. Amen. Glory be to God. I know I'm a hard preacher, and look, I make no apologies because this is the way God made me. But you know what you'll hear when you hear me preaching like this? That's passion. I'm crying out because everything, I would say 98% of everything I preach, I have experienced. Hey, ain't no goody two shoes. Hey, look. I'm preaching from what I know, see, and what the Holy Spirit is compelling, see, because it's passion. Want to see you delivered. Want to see you free. You ain't got to go out like that, baby. You ain't got to. Look, it's so much better. It's so much better. Glory be to God. And God's trying to get us to us. Amen. Good, better, and best. Amen. And he is, hallelujah, the best thing that ever happened. Amen. To me and to you, hopefully. All right. And for our announcements, what are our announcements? I got to stop and think what day it is. Pastor Bradford needs to go back to sleep for another 2 hours. I think that's what I need to do. I think that's exactly what I need to do. What is today? Thursday. Okay. Altar prayer, 12 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on, saints. Let's keep praying. Amen. What did we teach on the day before yesterday? Praying always. What did that mean? For those of you taking notes, if the line was open, I know somebody would jump right in and say, hey, that means every opportunity. Every opportunity. If you're available at 12 and 9, come on back. Touch and agree with the prayer warrior. Put your prayer with. Even if you don't have a request at the top of your head, just come on and back up the prayer warrior. That prayer warrior needs backup. Oh, so when the prayer warrior come up center stage to pray, you say, what do you think the devil's doing? Well, just come on now. Let's leave now. Man. Give them their privacy. They're about to pray. No. devil said, come on, let's see if we can call some interference up in here. Come on, throw some distractions. Glory be to God. Have them think about this or that. He's desperate. He's desperate. So we come to reinforce the prayer warrior. Amen. When they pray. Amen. Hallelujah. In the spirit of agreement. Hallelujah. That spirit of agreement. All right. Friday night at 10 p.m. is our praise party. Even if you're not available, spread the word. Somebody's going to be so happy to know that there's a group of Christians somewhere on a Friday night. And all they got to do is pick up their telephone. And they can come in and hear songs and hear testimonies and hear praise. Somebody will be so grateful to you. You know, that's somebody biting off your fruit. That's somebody, you know what, I don't have time to sit here and eat this apple with you, but take this apple. Glory be to God. They'd be so grateful to you that you even told them about a group of people, amen, that's worshiping the Lord on a Friday night. Now, that's love. Well, I ain't going to be there, so I ain't going to tell nobody else about it. No, that's selfishness. That's selfish. You don't know who you might be blessing. We're going to be there 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Amen, Lord's will. It's 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on Facebook Live. Amen. 30 minutes of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord that we can, amen, do this in Jesus' name. All right. I think Erica said our paperwork would be ready today for our prayer summit taking place on next Wednesday and Thursday at 7:30 on Zoom. Amen. Prayer summit. Amen. Wednesday night we're praying for healing. I think we still have some testimonies that's coming forth from what I hear from that service, and Thursday night on family and finances in Jesus' name. All right, that's it. I love you so much. Tomorrow is Sister Hattie's birthday. I told her last night on Bible study that it better be an emergency. Stuff happened, amen. I told her, don't disappoint the choir. I think the last two or three people we looked for on their birthday, we couldn't find them. The minister, Joanne Thurman, taught an awesome lesson last night, Bible study lesson. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for her. And thank God for her new book, amen, that she said she received the copies in the mail on yesterday. Amen. So I'll let her tell you more about that. Amen. Glory be to God. I just can't wait to get my autographed copy of her book. And some other writers are coming up. I don't know what you're waiting for. And I'm sure some of you are going to surprise us, amen, like Minister Joanne Thurman did. Amen. You'll say, here it is, Pastor. Amen. That's good. Anything that I can do, any contributions that I can help to make in your success, amen, I will be willing to do, amen, as much as I can do, amen. That is my heart's desire, to see all of us, amen, prosper, amen. Glory be to God. When one prosper, we all prosper. Amen. When one prosper, we all prosper. Hallelujah. My blessings are beginning to manifest even right now. Amen. Glory be to God. I received a call from the richest man in the world. His name is Jeff Bezos. He's the owner of Amazon. Thinking about me. Beloved. Amen. When one of us prosper, we all prosper. Amen. All right, y'all. Amen. I love you. Amen. Glory be to God. I love you. And everybody have a wonderful day. A wonderful day. Amen. Father God, we say thank you for this service today. We say thank you for the service today. Thank you for the word going forth. Father God, help us to be mindful of the seed. Help us to be mindful of the seed, that the seed must produce fruit. And if our life is not producing the fruit of the Spirit, then that means that maybe the Spirit ain't in us. Maybe that's just the bottom line, that he just ain't there. That's why we don't see the fruit. But Father God, if he's not there, we invite him in right now to come and live. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our sins, Father God. And we open our hearts for the Holy Spirit to come in to rule and to reign and for you to have your way. Not our way, but your way. And we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, premature death, Father God, hallelujah. We cancel it and decree and declare that no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And we thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add no sorrow to it. Thank you. Thank you. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Bless the prayer warriors, Father. We thank you for these women. We thank you for the sacrifice, Father God. People, they think it's easy. They think it's easy, but it's not easy, Father. It takes faith. It takes love and desire and tenacity. Father God, not just for this prayer call, but for prayer calls all around, Father God. It takes real love and commitment. And so we thank you for these women, all of them, Father. And we pray a special blessing on them, a special blessing to be released and manifested, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the ones that call even to as their backup, touching and agreeing so they're not on the line or by themselves, facing the devil by themselves. We thank you for these women and men. Father God, we're just so grateful. We're just so grateful. Thank you, Father. So we pray for your anointing at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. In Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and to be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. I think about, let me say it again, even if I did, we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. All right. Everybody have a most blessed, powerhouse, miraculous day today. And walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is here. Amen. Glory be to God. You don't have to go around inspecting everybody else's fruit. Amen. Why don't we just inspect our own? Amen. God bless you.